You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Fyodor Dostoevsky wrote the novel The Idiot in the late 1860s. The central character is Prince Mushkin, the only surviving member of an impoverished aristocratic family. Prince Mushkin is the idiot of the title, a young man who is both impossibly good and utterly naive about the ways of the world. The book opens with Prince Mushkin on a train, returning home to St. Petersburg after 4 years in Switzerland, where he was being treated for epilepsy. The novel follows the progress of this holy fool as he encounters the greed and self-interest of the people around him. A stage adaptation of The Idiot premiered last night in Vancouver as part of the Push Festival. New World Theatre and Vancouver Moving Theatre joined forces with playwright and director James Fagan Tate to create a musical play in a similar vein to their production of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment in 2005. Adrienne Wong is artistic producer with New World Theatre. She plays Aglaya, a beautiful young woman who Prince Mushkin falls in love with. And she's joined me on the phone this morning to talk a little bit more about the production. Good morning, Adrienne.
Good morning, Jane.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your character.
Aglaya Yepanchin is the youngest daughter of three, and she is... In the novel, they talk about how she is kind of like the baby princess, I guess, is the modern equivalent, and really doted upon by her older sisters and her parents. And Dostoevsky writes that the sisters, Adelaida and Alexandra, actually have decided amongst them that they will take smaller dowries in order to make Aglaya's dowry better so that they can find a really good match for her, a good husband for her. So that's kind of speaks a little bit to the place of where she sits inside of the family. She's really the favored daughter, but there's no resentment about that. There's just kind of a lot of love. And when she meets Prince Mushkin, she meets him on his first day when he arrives back in St. Petersburg. He comes to visit the family because Mrs. Yepanchin is one of his long-lost relatives. We put him through the third degree a little bit. And then later in the play, she does fall in love with him, and he falls in love with her, but it's complicated by the prince's ongoing relationship with Nastasia Filipovna, who is the, in some ways, the tragic heroine of The Idiot, the novel, and definitely kind of the focal point of some of the higher drama of the play.
As you said, much of the tension of the drama does revolve around Nastasia. She's a very complex character. Can you tell us a little bit more about who she is?
Nastasia is played by Cherise Clark, and the character is... It is actually a horrifying and tragic story. She had been orphaned at a very young age when both of her parents passed away, as well as her younger sister. And then what happens is she's kind of rescued, swept out of destitution by Totsky, who's a rich landowner. And he houses her with one of his on one of his estates, and he comes back to check in on her when she's 12 and sees how beautiful she is, and that's when things start going south. He installs her in her own household with governesses and a household staff and everything, and educates her and brings her up as a lady. And then comes back when she's 16, and basically she is a kept woman at that point. So it's the darkness of this side of the story is that Nastasia, since she's a child, has been abused by this man, and yet given all of these opportunities by this man. And when we start our story, when the play starts, he is at a point where he wants to actually get married and find a good match and start a family. and because of their past relationship, Nastasya is not the right woman for him. So he's trying to find, he's trying to marry her off. And one of the difficult things about doing an adaptation is you don't get to go into all of the detail. And in the novel, she follows him to St. Petersburg and is whip smart and sees immediately through the schemes that he's making and is easily his equal, if not his better, intellectually, and just will not let him have his way, because essentially everything that she's gone through would be redeemed if he married her. Then she wouldn't be ruined, essentially.
Now, as you said, it must be a tremendous challenge. I mean, The Idiot is, what, 900 pages? How do you go about making that into a play that's not, you know, two weekends long?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because when James Fagan Tate first started the adaptation, he foresaw it as a six-hour play, so the audience would come back over two evenings to see the entire show. Now, that's not what we've done, for, I think, obvious reasons. So what's happened is anyone who's familiar with the novel will notice that there are very key characters and storylines that are missing. And you just have to start whittling away and choosing what to put in the adaptation. So Hippolyte, for instance, is not present in this story. The suitors, the girls' other suitors, Prince S. and Radomski, are no longer a part of this play. And it's difficult. I know Jimmy had a very hard time saying goodbye to some of those characters, but it's just necessary in order to create an evening of theater.
So when you were working on that process, or when he was working on that process, I don't know who was involved in that, of whittling it down, what did you decide to present as the kind of central, I guess, theme of this play?
I think the process took place over many years. I think Jimmy started writing it in 2007, and the first act came first, and then the second act came later. And I think that through it, I wasn't really deeply involved in his process of choosing, but I can speak as like an observer of having watched the play develop over time, that it seemed like he was trying to get closer and closer to Mushkin's central dilemma of being an innocent, generous soul who will take any request or need at face value if somebody expresses something to him, and will do his very best to help lift somebody out of pain. And I think that in some ways what his story in this play focuses on is the two kinds of love that Mushkin experiences. And one kind is a love that comes out of compassion and pity, where he feels his heart breaks open when he sees the suffering that Nastasya experiences, and all he wants to do is save her. And on the other hand, he falls in love with Aglaya, because Aglaya they have a kind of love that doesn't have any suffering in it, where they are, who know, you know, in our psychological terms of now, this might be a more healthy relationship for him, or a more equal relationship where there is a sense of the future or something. But he has one foot firmly in both of those camps, and is deeply in love with both of these women for completely different reasons.
The Idiot can be seen, has been seen, as a novel about the conflict between the ideal human being, Mushkin, and the real world, all the people who surround him. What do you think is the contemporary relevance of the play?
Well, I think that some of the statements Dostoevsky made about the fear of the middle class disappearing, those are certainly things that I read in newspapers every day, and also I think people in our society are also, everybody, we are all trying to make the best of our lives, and we're all faced every day of a choice of, well, I could do this the the honest way, or I could do this the way that benefits me most but might hurt someone else. I think that we just have to look, for instance, at our use of technology or dependence on technology and love of technology, and the flip side of that is where are these devices made? Under what conditions are these devices made? And what are the ethics of us buying a new Apple laptop every year, knowing where they're made and under those conditions? To me, that's kind of part of, that's where I see the relevance being drawn.
One thing I found very interesting in the production was that the characters seemed to vacillate or alternate between laughing at Prince Mushkin and admiring him. And in fact, when your character first meets him, you just go into peals of laughter.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things I really appreciate about Jimmy's adaptation, is that he lets people be inconsistent. He lets the characters be inconsistent, and there is a ridiculousness about Mushkin. He, we're confronted with this completely earnest face, and yet from that place he has such wisdom. So I think it's in the same way that when you're hanging around a kid, they are very funny sometimes because of what they say, and yet so serious in that moment that you can't, everybody wishes to find that perspective of what we used to, how we used to think, the openness we used to have as children, and yet we can't help but laugh at children when they display that openness.
The actor who plays Mushkin does an amazing job of making that character, which is really an impossible person, an ideal human being, believable.
Mm-hmm. Kevin MacDonald is, I just am in awe of him. He's done some amazing work, and he was involved in Crime and Punishment as well. And he's just there are many bad paths to go down, or wrong pathways. And I think him and Jimmy were able to really find a Mushkin that is sweet, like he's sweet and honest and authentic. So I think the audience really believes him.
There's a lot of humor in the production. Is The Idiot a comic novel?
I got to take Jimmy's word for it here. When I read it, I was not breaking out in peals of laughter. But Jimmy said that when he first read the novel, and every time he reads it, he just can't stop laughing. So I think that a lot of the comedy, everybody's got their different experience of a novel, but I think the comedy that we're seeing in this play does come from Jimmy as an artist, and comedy and humor are definitely part of his life, his being. The play is so surprisingly funny, and funny in surprising ways, and to me that makes those moments of the tragedy so much more heartrending.
Now, there are three wonderful musicians on stage for most of the play, or maybe all of the play. I don't remember exactly, but some of the action happens through song. What kind of elements in the play are expressed through song?
There are the music. Excuse me. The music is composed by Jaleesa Pankanian. She's a longtime collaborator with Jimmy, and I think that the two of them are using the music to kind of crack open, people become more open to music, and it becomes a frame through which you can kind of enter this this dramatic plot. And so the songs are, sometimes they are, for the ensemble numbers, they're often storytelling. So that whole history of Nastasia's youth and how she grew up, for instance, is a song in the play, and that the ensemble sings together with Nastasia and Totsky kind of pantomiming some of the actions that happen that are described in the song. And then there are three solo songs, character songs, in the play, and they are moments where, two of them are moments where characters are confronting Mushkin about the confusing nature of his love, or even he doesn't quite understand love. He doesn't know if he is in love sometimes, or he doesn't, you know, like when you first fall in love, you're like, am I in love even? So those are two of the songs. And then the third song is letters that have been set to music. So Nastasia writes Aglaya three letters, pressuring her, pushing her towards Mushkin and hope. And those have also been set to music. So they are, to me, the songs really lift the action out of the everyday and create this heightened space where, you know, when a singer sings, there's no hiding. You can't, it's coming out, the sound is coming out of your body, it's coming out of your breath, and there's no hiding the pure emotion that is in that moment. And I think that that's what Jimmy is using those songs to do.
Now, New World Theatre teamed up with Vancouver Moving Theatre for the production. What does that collaboration bring to the play?
That collaboration goes back to Crime and Punishment in 2005. And part of the reason we wanted to team up with Vancouver Moving Theatre also comes from Jimmy's vision of this project, both of these projects, that they show the real diversity of Vancouver, and not just the ethnic or cultural diversity, but also the socioeconomic diversity. So Vancouver Moving Theatre, as your listeners may know, has an arts practice that's based in the downtown east side. And they have really cultivated a group of artists, community-based artists there, who are phenomenal, actually. And so we have five artists that have been working over the years with Vancouver Moving Theatre who are part of this ensemble. And so what that brings for us is an exchange between all of the artists. That's important to us, that we're building a community of people who are coming from different, diverse places. With Crime and Punishment, it worked a little bit differently because the story of Raskolnikov is kind of a story of alienation and takes place much more in the lower class and has a lot more relationship with poverty. The Idiot is a middle-class story. It's middle-class, upper middle-class even. And so what I find interesting is that the socioeconomic diversity of the cast is not really represented in this story, and that it's invisible. And I think, for me at least, that's one of the important things about this story and how it relates to New World, is how our differences can seem, everybody's got their story, right? Everybody's got their history. And there's no way of knowing, just looking at somebody, where they come from. And in the end, it doesn't matter, because it's all about how you work together and how you come together to make something. And I think this whole, I've never been inside of a group this big that has come together and gelled in this way. And I think that's really a tribute to Jimmy and his vision.
Well, congratulations on the production. I'll be letting people know when and where it's playing. And thanks so much for taking our call this morning, Adrian.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
I've been speaking with Adrian Wong. She's artistic producer with New World Theatre. New World Theatre has teamed up with Vancouver Moving Theatre and director James Fagan Tate to produce a stage adaptation of Fyodor Dostoevsky's The Idiot as part of the Push Festival. The play is showing at the Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC. There are evening performances at 7:30 every night except Monday, right through to January 28th, which is next Saturday. And there are matinees at 2 p.m. this weekend and next on both Saturday and Sunday.